This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Roshan and Noel. 7:21 a.m, Wednesday, the 4th of November. And in about half an hour, we're speaking with Siti Aisha Thumin, Research Associate at Khazanah Research Institute, on the second installment of KRI's 2020 State of the Household Report.
Yes, so very interestingly, we have this poll here. Who do you think will win the 2020 US presidential elections? And so do come in and vote on our Twitter. And right now, I think we have about 77 votes, and it is mainly for Biden.
Yeah, your options are Trump, 26%, Biden, 55% right now. Don't know, 10%, very honest there, thank you very much. And 10% saying they don't care. Again, thank you for your honesty. I mean, that is a valid answer in the poll.
And do comment as well on the poll if you have something to add to that. But let us know what you think. We're going to be looking at the results of the poll throughout the morning. But in the meantime, we're turning our attention to Bank Negara's final monetary policy meeting for 2020, where the Monetary Policy Committee decided to maintain the overnight policy rate at 1.75%. Now, the central bank says this comes at the back of the country's improved economy in the third quarter and a global economy that continues to recover, with improvement seen in manufacturing as well as export activity. But of course, some downside risks to the outlook remain, considering COVID-19 uncertainties both globally and domestically.
Yeah, so optimistically, at least we try to be, growth for this year is expected to be within earlier forecasted range, and economic activity is expected to improve further in 2021. Bank Negara is projecting that Malaysia's inflation will be in line with earlier assessments.
So for more insights into this, we're speaking this morning to Woon Kai Jek, Senior Economist at RAM Ratings Services Berhad. Thanks for joining us, Kai Jek. Now, were you expecting BNM's decision to maintain the OPR at 1.75%?
BNM's decision to hold the OPR unchanged at 1.75% was not actually in line with our initial expectation of a 25 basis point cut. Our expectation was mainly premised on the current downside risk to the economy following the recent rise in COVID-19 cases and the ensuing retightening of restrictions, which had mainly centered around the key economic hubs of KL and Selangor. However, Bank Negara might have actually decided to adopt a more wait-and-see stance to evaluate the eventual impact of this event before considering another round of monetary easing, if required. Besides that, the CMCO implementation has been more targeted, unlike the nationwide implementation back in May, with the current round with more of a key focus on ensuring minimal disruption to the economy. So given that the recent recovery in economic momentum, as indicated by the various high-frequency indicators, does also appear to be quite healthy. So in BNM's view, or in Bank Negara's view, the existing 125 basis point cut in OPR engaged since the start of this year might have been sufficiently accommodative for the current situation in their view.
Bank Negara says the decision was based on continued improvements seen in domestic and global economic activities. But with Malaysia in the middle of a third wave now, with targeted measures put in place to contain COVID-19, how much will this derail our economic recovery in the fourth quarter?
So the downside economy to Malaysia remains relatively high following the rise in COVID-19 cases and the restrictions that is put in place to tackle this pandemic. Furthermore, much of the current restrictions fall on the key economic hubs of KL, Selangor, which collectively constitute around 40% of Malaysia's overall economic output. That said, the government has been mindful that various economic sectors and the industrial supply chain run as minimal disruption as possible. So this should help to mitigate the economic impacts from this restriction. Also, we have tentatively penned in a mild contraction for the fourth quarter of this year compared to, say, maybe your first or even the second quarter.
Looking beyond this year and back on interest rates, what are your expectations about the rates, and do we have the capacity to cut rates any further, or is foreign outflow leading to a potential ringgit depreciation a major consideration?
Our base case is for the OPR to actually stay unchanged through the whole of 2021 on the back of gradual economic recovery. That is barring another sharp spike in maybe COVID-19 cases or any other unexpected downside risk to the domestic as well as global economy. Recent indicators have showed that the economy is on a recovery path, albeit a very slow one, as businesses adjust to the new normal. Hence, this lowers the possibility of another rate cut, barring any unforeseen negative events as mentioned previously. In terms of foreign fund flows, Malaysia still holds actually quite a relatively favorable positive yield spread against the US Treasury yields. So this should actually continue to support foreign inflows moving ahead. These foreign flows that we have seen, we've seen like in the bond market, we've seen quite a consistent inflow throughout the past few months. So this will also in turn provide some form of support for the ringgit.
So speaking of 2021, what are your expectations for GDP for 2021? And what is that view premised on?
We project the GDP growth to actually come in at 7.5% in 2021, up from our current expectation of a 4.4% contraction this year. Visually, high growth rate is largely a statistics due to the rebound from the sharp contraction this year. We expect economic sectors, especially those in the discretionary goods and services, to remain below pre-pandemic level next year. Growth trend will continue to exhibit some dual speed characteristics if targeted MCOs continue to be required. Nevertheless, growth will also be supported by the ongoing recovery momentum once the virus condition has gotten under control.
So seeing as we're headed towards Budget 2021 this Friday, what are you hopeful for?
We expect Budget 2021 to be an expansionary budget despite the fiscal constraints faced by the government. Although these constraints will be relieved to a certain extent on the back of better economic prospects as well as oil price stabilization next year, which should bolster the government's tax revenue. So given the ongoing pandemic and the ensuing economic downturn, policy direction will likely to remain growth supportive. Spending should also prioritize those that need it the most, namely small businesses as well as households whose livelihood is affected by COVID-19. So we see fiscal pump priming as critical to lift the economy out of this downturn.
Kaijek, thank you very much for your time. That was Woon Kaijek, Senior Economist at RAM Ratings Services Berhad, with his thoughts on BNM's decision to maintain the OPR at 1.75% at the Monetary Policy Committee meeting yesterday. Now, notably, I think he mentioned that they've tentatively penciled in a mild contraction for the fourth quarter of this year, particularly since states like and areas like the Klang Valley are now once again under CMCO.
Yeah, so but this downside risk is buffered by the fact there is actually relatively free movements. You know, we see roadblocks, but they are not very onerous kind of roadblocks, not like the ones like in MCO. So the economy is improving and we hope to stay optimistic. Well, as long as we have the COVID-19 pandemic under control.
Yeah, and I mean, there is talk of stricter restrictions coming into place as well. How that plays out into the business, into business decisions on the ground will be very important to pay attention to. But let's see how this plays out.
Absolutely. So Kaijek expects the BNM to, the OPR to remain the same for the extent of 2021 and to see some sectors of the economy returning to pre-pandemic levels as well next year. But right now, we are about to head into the 7:30 News Bulletin. And up next, we're taking a look at the voting process as well as updates from the US elections. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.